Carte Blanche Concert 4 features violinist Danby and pianist Orion Weiss in a program illustrating the violin repertoire's romantic tradition. Danby has put together a diverse program of music composed within two or three decades of the turn of the 20th century. During this period, as violinist and musicologist Boris Schwartz has written, quote, a new type of violin virtuoso emerged. He belonged to a generation that had absorbed Paganini's technique and Joachim's musicianship and proceeded to modernize the violinistic vocabulary for the 20th century, end quote. This was the era of such instrumental luminaries as Eugen Ysaÿe, Fritz Kreisler, and a generation later, Jascha Heifetz. Celebrating this period of the violin repertoire's history, Carte Blanche Concert 4 brings together music by Ernest Bloch, George Enescu, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Yeno Hubei, and Kreisler. For the program's final selection, Danby and Orion will be joined by violinist Paul Huang for Pablo de Sarasate's Navarra.
I'm so excited to put it together with her.
Orion Weiss.
It seems like it's got this kind of Eastern European and then also like an immigrant flavor to it. So something about like some composers who came to America, composers who started out in the shtetl or in there's a definite sort of gypsy almost flavor to it, yeah. It's all romantic music in a sort of a broad sense.
Mm. It's a virtuosic program,
yeah.
Right, too.
I mean, it's a lot of it, like in Enescu and Kreisler, both virtuoso violinists. And
yeah.
There's also something, it's kind of like just on the border, a lot of this music, just in the border between a sort of the end of Romanticism and the modern era. Like Bloch was definitely kind of, I don't know, I think of him as a modernist composer, but this is sort of a romantic piece.
The program begins with Bloch's Violin Sonata No. 2, Poème Mystique, composed in 1924. Following the block, the program offers Enescu's third violin sonata, subtitled In Romanian Folk Character.
And Enescu has got all this dance and all this like sort of folk flavors to it. At the same time, it's out there rhythmically and texturally. It's very new.
Paul Huang.
But that was, I think they're very soulful. I mean, there's some kind of soul searching
yes.
of all the pieces that she put together, which is very characterized of her playing, kind of suits her style. I don't know, it's just something has a lot of angst to most of the pieces, I think, and they all, I mean, they're all very different, but I think there's a common denominator that all has very personal flavor of each composer, which kind of characterize who they are as a composer, as a human being. And you can almost immediately identify them as, you know, it's like if you hear the Korngold, you would say, oh yeah, that's Korngold. So I think there's something inevitable about those composers that she programs on them and very violinistic.
Thank you. The program features one of the violin's most irresistible repertoire favorites, the third of the gypsy-inflected and highly virtuosic Sen de la Charda by the Hungarian violinist and composer Jenő Hubay.
Well, you know, a lot of composers that ship program are violinists themselves. You know, Kreiser, definitely Sarasate, and then Bloch, Nesco, Hubay for sure. And so a lot of them knows how to write for violins. And then, you know, I think the best circumstances for a violinist or for any instrumentalist, for the composer who plays the instruments that they write for, is that, you know, we like playing things that actually is not so hard, and then it actually sounds really hard. And then people say, oh my God, that's really hard. It's like, oh no. Yeah, I like you to think that way, but it's actually not that hard. It's like, you know, for Kreiser, for sure, you know, most of the people get very mesmerized by how fast fingers that we move, but they're actually just like same position. So you don't even have to move anything. But you know, they sound very, you know, very, very violinistic. And